Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. India rejects China's attempt to rename places in Arunachal Pradesh, says such action stands in direct contradiction to India's principal position. Tri Services Chiefs brief President Draupadi Murmu on Operation Sindoor. President says India's response to terrorism a remarkable success. BSF Jawan Purnam Kumar Shaw, detained by Pakistan Rangers, returns to India. World's defense experts hail Operation Sindoor, describe it as a decisive military victory. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai becomes 52nd Chief Justice of India. And in Thailand Badminton Open, Indian shuttlers Akarshi Kashyap and Unnati Hooda advance to women's singles pre-quarterfinals in Bangkok. India has categorically rejected China's continued unfounded and absurd attempts to assign new names to locations within the state of Arunachal Pradesh. In response to media queries, the spokesperson of the Minister of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated that such actions are entirely unacceptable and stand in direct contradiction to India's consistent and principled position. He emphasized that no amount of creative renaming can alter the clear and indisputable reality that Arunachal Pradesh was, is, and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India. India has blocked the X accounts of Global Times and Xinhua News Agency and TRT World in the country. According to the sources, the action has been taken against them for allegedly disseminating false Pakistani propaganda in the country. Global Times is an English-language tabloid operated under the People's Daily, owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Xinhua News Agency serves as the official state news agency of the People's Republic of China, while TRT World is Turkey's public broadcaster. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, along with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, today called on President Draupadi Murmu to brief her on Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the President praised the valour and dedication of the armed forces, acknowledging the role in making India's response to terrorism a remarkable success. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, along with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Air Marshal A.P. Singh, shared insights from the highest levels of leadership within the Indian Armed Forces on the successful execution of Operation Sindoor. The discussion highlighted the synergy among the tri-services achieved through well-defined strategic guidance and the effective implementation of modern multi-domain operations. The operation demonstrated a remarkable level of jointness and integration, which was further explored in deliberations with veterans and strategic think tanks. A Border Security Force BSF Jawan Purnam Kumar Shaw, who was detained by Pakistan Rangers on April 23rd, after he inadvertently crossed the international border in the Firozpur sector of Punjab, has returned to India this morning. BSF sources have confirmed the development to a Jalandhar correspondent and said that he was handed over through the Atari Joint Checkpost in Amritsar. The handover was conducted peacefully and by established protocols. He was part of a team protecting farmers working near the border fence when detained. The way the Indian Armed Forces struck terror launch pads and military targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Operation Sindoor has attracted global attention. With the killing of over 100 terrorists and neutralizing Pakistan's escalation, the country's new age air defense ecosystem, Akash Tir, has become the talk of the town. The fully AI-powered autonomous defense system, Akash Tir, successfully did the real-time target interception and indulged in drone warfare. Its brilliance lies not in brute force, but in intelligent warfare. We have a report from a correspondent.
How did India hit 13 targets, including 8 air bases, with such precision deep inside various strategic locations in Pakistan, and how Islamabad defense failed so miserably? These questions have left the global military expert stunned. The answer lies in Akash-Tir, the country's next-generation air defense ecosystem. On the night of 9th and 10th of this month, when Pakistan unleashed its most aggressive, deadliest attack against Indian military and civilian targets, it was met with a formidable shield, Akash-Tir. This cutting-edge system successfully neutralize incoming air threats, including drones, missiles, micro UAV and loitering munition, preventing them from breaching Indian airspace. Akash-Tir is India's first operational indigenously built AI war cloud, which provides real-time aerial combat picture and automates the detection, tracking and engagement of enemy aircraft, drones and missiles. Compared to Akash-Tir, Pakistan air defense system based on HQ-9 and HQ-16 platform proved to be an utter failure to detect India's projectile and intercept, resulting in heavy losses. Akash-Tir has added a new chapter to the country's strategic doctrine, indicating a shift from defensive posturing to proactive retaliation against terror threat. With Diwakar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India's Operation Sindoor has been hailed as a decisive military victory by international defense experts, including John Spencer, a prominent U.S. military veteran and head of urban warfare studies at the Modern War Institute in New York. Referring to the April 22nd Pahalgam terror attack, Spencer described the campaign as swift and precisely calibrated and praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's assertive stance against nuclear blackmail, highlighting the message that India will not tolerate such threats and will respond with precision and resolve. He asserted India was not fighting for vengeance, it was fighting for deterrence, and it worked. He added that India's restraint is not weakness, but it is maturity. He further added that it imposed costs, redefined thresholds, and retained escalation dominance. According to the chorus of international praise, Austrian combat aviation analyst and author Tom Cooper also described India's response as a clear-cut victory. In a social media, Cooper asserted that Pakistan's decision to move towards a ceasefire was a direct result of India's superior military response. The government of India has declared a Pakistani staff working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. Minister of External Affairs said in a statement that the Pakistani staff has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. The Charge d'Affaires of Pakistan High Commission was issued a demarche to this effect yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai today took oath as the 52nd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Gawai at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice B.R. Gawai succeeded Justice Sanjeev Khanna, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Dr. Ajay Kumar as the chairman of the Union Public Service Commission. According to an order issued by the Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Kumar's tenure will begin on the day he assumes charge as chairman of the UPSC. Dr. Kumar is a retired Indian Administrative Service officer from the 1985 batch of the Kerala Cadre. He previously served as a defense secretary from August 2019 to October 2022. In Punjab, the toll in the Hooch tragedy has climbed to 23 from yesterday evening's 21. 13 more are still hospitalized but said to be stable. Amritsar civil surgeon Dr. Kiran Deep, confirming the details, said that a door-to-door survey has been conducted in seven villages of Majita and Tharewal areas. We have more from a correspondent.
10 persons, including the kingpin related to this unfortunate incident, have been arrested. This incident was happened in Majita constituency of Amritsar, involving people from 7 villages. Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann, who met the families of the deceased and had admitted that such cases of spurious sale of liquor cannot happen without political involvement, assured a stern action against the culprits. A compensation of rupees 10 lakh each to the next of the kin was also announced. Meanwhile, a truck carrying 600 liters of methanol, which was rounded up in Patiala yesterday, was found to be meant for Amritsar. Patiala Senior Superintendent of Police Varun Sharma has confirmed that the consignment, which was coming from Delhi, was meant for making more spurious liquor. One person was arrested. Further investigations are on. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Minister of State for Communications and Rural Development, Dr. Chandra Shekhar Pemasani, has said that India has achieved one of the fastest 5G rollouts globally and deployed more than 470,000 base transceiver stations, BTS, across the country in just 2 years. Dr. Pemasani said while addressing the Bharat 6G 2025 Third International Conference and Exhibition in New Delhi today. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has witnessed the 5G revolution.
India achieved one of the fastest 5G rollouts globally, deploying more than 470,000 BTS across the country in just over 2 years. We expanded 5G coverage to over 80% of our population, bringing high-speed internet to previously underserved rural communities. Through the Make in India initiative, we developed domestic 4G and 5G equipment manufacturing capabilities, and India has established the lowest 5G globally while maintaining quality service, democratizing digital access for all citizens.
India's wholesale price index, WPI-based inflation, eased significantly to 0.85% in April this year. The Minister of Commerce and Industry said that this in the data released today. The WPI inflation was at 2.05% in March. The data showed that the annual rate of inflation based on the WPI food index decreased to 2.55% during the last month from 4.66% in the previous month. The Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar are drawing to a close. Today is the 11th day of the Games, and the event, which began on the 4th of May, will conclude tomorrow. We have a report.
Today at the Khelo India Youth Games, a significant number of medals, including gold, are at the stake across various sports categories. While track and field events are underway, a thrilling football final is expected this evening at the Yamuna Bhagat Stadium in Begusarai between Jharkhand and Odisha. In the martial art of Thangta, Prerna from Bihar won a gold medal for her state today, while Lucky Kumar secured a bronze in the boys category. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, along with very heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya through the next 3 days. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, scientist and IMD Akhil Srivastav said that isolated light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are expected over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada during the next 3 days.
If we talk about weather activity, rainfall activity over mainland India, we are expecting heavy rainfall in different states of southern India. We are also expecting this spell to continue of fairly widespread to widespread activity for next 5 to 7 days over different parts of the southern peninsula India. Thunderstorm activity with gusty winds from 50 to 60 km per hour, gusting to 70 km per hour, are also likely at isolated places over Madhya Maharashtra, interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh. If you talk about...
In badminton, Indian shuttlers Akarshi Kashyap and Unnati Hooda advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Thailand Open with impressive victories in Bangkok this morning. Akarshi Kashyap secured a hard-fought victory over Japan's Kaoru Sugiyama in the women's singles round of 32, winning 21-16, 20-22, 22-20, while Unnati Hooda defeated Thailand's Thamonwan Nitikrai in the intense three-game battle, triumphing 21-14, 18-21, 23-21. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains in afternoon trade today. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange were outperforming the frontline indices. The mid-cap index climbed over 1% and the small-cap index jumped 1.4% a short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India rejects China's attempt to rename places at Arunachal Pradesh, says such action stands in direct contradiction to India's principal position. Fry Services Chiefs briefed President Draupadi Murmu on Operation Sindoor. President says India's response to terrorism a remarkable success. BSF Jawan Purnam Kumar Shaw detained by Pakistan Rangers returns to India. World's defense experts hail Operation Sindoor, describe it as a decisive military victory. Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai becomes 52nd Chief Justice of India. And in Thailand Badminton Open, Indian shuttlers Akarshi Kashyap and Unnati Hooda advance to women's singles pre-quarterfinals in Bangkok. And with that, we end the Midday News.